The shooting at Tree of Life last year took 11 lives and impacted countless others. 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause talks with Pittsburgh Bureau of Police Sergeant Carla Kearns about how officers who rushed to the scene that day are coping and what resources are available to them. Kearns coordinates the Bureau's Pittsburgh Member Assistance Program.
When you first heard about Tree of Life, what was your first thought as someone involved with the peer support team?
I realized very early on that we would need our whole team deployed to assist the officers, not only the ones that were actively involved in the scene, but also the ones that were injured as a result of the shooting. We had to send peer support members to the hospital, and we had to send peer support members to the zone. And initially, we can tackle those problems, but this was something that was going to take weeks of undertaking. This wasn't just going to be done on that day or that weekend. I knew that moving forward, we would need to do some more things to reach our officers that were deeply affected by the events of Tree of Life.
What is the Pittsburgh Member Assistance Program, and why is PMAP important?
It's a peer-to-peer support team for our officers, so we handle all critical incidents within our department. So daily events that we see the worst in people. People don't call us when it's their birthday. They call us when they're having a bad day. So we need to instruct our officers and help our officers through these bad events and bad days.
What were those first few weeks, first few months maybe, like?
We visited all the zones, and we did massive debriefings for the department. So we did about 10 days after the incident where we brought therapists in and we discussed the events of Tree of Life to help our officers download and offset all that junk that occurs and everything that you see during an event like that, and then providing the numbers and the resources for our therapists who are all trained in dealing with crisis intervention, know officers, know our, I guess you could say, our culture on, you know, how officers just like to put up that barrier. Breaking that barrier is very difficult. So officers like to put up that wall and go, okay, I can handle it. I can do anything. And most often we can. But sometimes, you know, the cumulative stress gets to us and we need to just offload that stress. And just that mentoring and talking with other officers is very helpful.
You mentioned the cumulative nature of trauma and stress. Why is it important that the team exists for every day and not just when there are huge, terrible events?
Because officers go through trauma on a daily event, whether it's something as simple as doing CPR on a child or doing CPR on a shooting victim to something as significant as the Tree of Life. All those daily occurrences that go on, our officers need to vent out and understand how to do that. I guess the most important thing for the team is helping officers get through their days and get through their lives so that they can come to work with a good attitude and are happy to be here.
How are people doing now in the later months and coming up on the anniversary?
Obviously, I think that officers are going to be a little anxious, especially those that were intimately involved with the event and on scene. The one-year anniversary, I believe, is always the toughest anniversary of any significant trauma in your life. But I think that they're talking to each other, which is what we want, and they seem receptive, you know, to reach out to the Pittsburgh Member Assistance Team if needed. So we did put out a video to the department where one of our doctors, Dr. Sheila Roth from Carlow University, to kind of talk to the officers and say, you know, it's okay not to be all right right now. It's okay to have reoccurring memories of this traumatic event.
Sergeant Carla Kearns is the coordinator for the Pittsburgh Member Assistance Program. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.